Dave Moore on Today FM.
Julia Garner, hi. Ireland says hello.
Hello, I say hi back.
How are you? You good?
I'm good, yes.
Listen, congratulations on Wolfman. This is such a great monster movie. It's scary as hell.
It is very scary. And when I watched it, I was like, wait, what happens next? Oh, yeah, but I read this so many times, I should know. I should not get scared.
You should not, but it is a sign of a great movie if even somebody who's in the movie and knows what's going to happen still gets scared.
Yeah, but I'm a scaredy cat, though. So.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Like, so do you have, like, a monster, like, that would scare you, like, from your childhood? Like, for me, it's, because I'm Irish, the thing is the Banshee, for me. I don't know if you remember that story, but, like, these wailing, you know, women at night, which would signify a death in the family. Like, my grandmother believed that. That was terrifying to me.
I mean, that sounds just terrifying. And I feel like, I'm like, wait, is that about me? No, I'm kidding.
No. Absolutely not.
I'm just like screaming at night. No, there's nothing that scares me specific. I just get scared with everything, which is maybe why it's great that I'm in this. So it doesn't take a lot for me to get scared. Like, I get scared. Right. It's actually pathetic. So, yeah.
Not at all. I'd be exactly the same as you. I'm such a scaredy cat as well. And Charlotte, your character, like, she goes on such an interesting journey in this story, right? She starts off kind of disconnected, you know, from the family, then deals with this change in her husband, and then ends up being the protector for her daughter. That's a lot for you as an actress to get to portray in this role as Charlotte.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that, because that was what I kept on thinking about when I was, you know, prepping this. So I'm happy that it came across. you know, how I read it was always that it was like the seven stages of grief. And because it takes place in, you know, one night, so, you know, how can you change? How can you make it, you know, not just one color in one night? So that was, I think, one of the biggest challenge in a way. And so that was, you know, just having different stages of grief within one day, basically.
Yeah, you really managed that. Do you think you, Julia, would be good, would do as well as Charlotte does in this, no spoilers, but do as well as Charlotte does, you know, I'd be rubbish in a life or death situation like this. But do you think you would get this adrenaline rush and just take care of business?
You know what? I don't know, because, I mean, there's like my head says no, because just knowing, like, again, I get scared so easily and I can barely like open a water bottle. And then, but then
I know,
like,
it's so terrifying.
Also know that I put myself in extreme circumstances all the time in the business that I'm in. So like, I don't really know. I mean, people are crazy. Like, think about how many times that you've had things happen, like really crazy physical things happen. And then for whatever reason, you're like, I don't know how I did that. That could have been adrenaline's a crazy thing.
Adrenaline is a crazy thing. Have you spent any time here in Ireland, actually? Have you ever made anything here?
I did some additional photography there before. Okay. So I love it there. It's so beautiful. I would love to do like a film there for like a long time. That would be great.
Yeah, well, listen, if I can help you make it happen, I will. And I promise we won't scare you at all.
No, I'm from New York. It's very hard. Well, I just said it's easy to scare me, but, you know.
A true New Yorker from the Bronx is not going to be scared of Ireland.
Exactly,
don't worry.
Exactly.
Julia, congratulations on Wolfman. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much.
Christopher Abbott, hello. Ireland says hello to you.
Dave, hi, and hello, Ireland.
Congratulations on being so truly terrifying as Wolfman. Let me tell you a quick story, right? So I watched this movie in the cinema, which is the only place people should watch this movie, by the way. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But there was just one other person, another journalist in the cinema with me, and she was on the other side of the cinema.
Okay.
And like, I jumped at scenes in this, right? But she made noises. She made like uncontrolled noises. At one point, she was like, "Mother of God!" And then she shouted, "Oh Jesus!" At another bit. And then
was she Irish? Was she Irish as well?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'm adding for the story. I'm adding the accent to the
Absolutely, add the accent too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, I always wait at the end of movies for the trailer, just because you might see somebody that you didn't realize worked on it or something, or there might be one of those kind of, you know, Avengers end of the movie thing or whatever. As soon as it went black, she just ran. She was just out of there. She was like, she needed to get out to daylight again.
Oh boy. Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but
that's great.
It's a reaction nonetheless, right? You know,
have you seen this movie in a theater with people?
No, not yet.
Okay, yeah, that would be an amazing experience.
You know, when you work on a movie and like the thing, the sad part is I know when all the stuff is coming, you know, all the moments. So like,
yep.
You know, you don't get to enjoy it. But to be able to see people see it is going to be, that'll be fun.
For sure. And it seems like an honor to get to play a monster. I mean that in the inverted commas monster, you know, because monster fans are so, they're so passionate. And does that cross your mind when you're approaching a role like this? That, you know, you've got to, at some point you're going to have to walk through Comic-Con. You better be a good wolf, man.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, of course it crosses my mind. But like, you know, for me, you know, just being able to switch it up in a way, you know, actors always try to switch things up as much as you can. Everyone says that, blah, blah, blah. But to be able to switch it up in a way where it's like such a more physical performance, you know, and it's a different type of, you know, research that you would have to do. It's a different type. Like I haven't gotten to do that yet. So just, I mean, that's really what excited me about doing it, was like a different approach than to other movies or whatever that I've done. But what's interesting is, you know, once, you know, there's a lot of stages throughout the transformation, yep. You know. In the later stages, I would think, you know, you go, well, how would like a dog think in this scenario? And the truth is, it's pretty simple thoughts, right? It's like,
yeah.
I'm hungry,
okay.
I am angry, I am scared, I am whatever. So the nice thing is I get to kind of relieve myself of complicated human thoughts, and I just I just focus on you know, the instinctual emotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like, so
yeah, that's great.
I relieve myself of being complicated.
And what was scarier for you, being an actual monster in this incredible horror movie or having to learn Irish alongside Barry Keoghan?
Well, I was going to ask if you had seen that, if you had seen that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
I would say the accent, which accent was harder, growling or or the West of Ireland? I think
you were brilliant. I have to say, honestly, you were like, there are so few people who have achieved a really convincing Irish accent, and may I tell you, you did it.
I'm proud of that. I think I did all right. Yeah.
You did well, Mahon Far, as they say in Irish. You did very well. Listen, congratulations on Wolfman. It's amazing. People need to go see it in the theater and be scared out of their minds. Congratulations, Christopher.
Ah, nice one. Cheers. Thanks for that.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Glad to talk to you. Congratulations on making an utterly terrifying movie.
Thank you. I'm really trying to resist saying "How are you?" and doing a bad image. That was pretty good. Just tell me that was pretty good.
No, that was pretty good, and I'm trying to resist going, oh, g'day, Lee, nice to meet you, mate.
Why resist? Let it flow.
Well, I'll do that in Australian.
Yeah,
you do the whole thing in Irish
accent. You ask me the questions in Australian, and I'll answer in Irish, and we'll
yes,
see how this goes.
Absolutely do that. Right, listen, Wolfman's got lore around it. You know, people are very passionate about this kind of thing. So you've created something really unique. Was that your intention from the word go?
Absolutely it was. Absolutely. I wanted to create something that the Wolfman's a character that's been around for a long time, and you don't want to do something people have seen before, but you also want, you got to do something unique. So I want the old fans of the Wolfman to love it, but also I also want new fans to come along. How's that? I liked
Lee,
the way
astounding.
I'm going to give you credit for one thing. You really hit law correctly. You really gave it the right amount of syllables.
Thank you. Honestly, that is a really, really good Irish accent.
Really?
Where have you got this from? Honestly.
This is the best thing you could have possibly said to me. In fact, I now want to be a co-host on your show and just
well,
do it,
let's make
as
it happen.
an Irish person.
Honestly, have you spent time here? Is that just
you know
what you
we
just
did,
picked up from listening?
I will say we did some reshoots in Ireland. It's interesting
okay.
the way it worked out. We shot the film in New Zealand, and
yeah.
then of course we edited. And you're like, as happens 90% of the time on a movie, you're like, oh, we forgot this and we forgot that, and we need
yeah.
to do this. But it just so happened that we couldn't go back to New Zealand; it was too hard for the cast. So we went to just outside Dublin, and we shot in these beautiful woods that I wish I could recall the name of right now. But I remember really practicing my accent when I was with, especially with the first AD, because he'd be like, we got to wrap this up. We don't have much time. And I'd be like, all right. But he was a great guy. Everyone was awesome. Loved it. It was really
Brilliant.
Fun. A good friend of mine, Christopher Landon, who directed Happy Death Day and all these
yeah.
great movies, he had just shot a film called Drop in Dublin. And before I went, I talked to him and I was like, tell me about shooting in Ireland. And he was like, I never want to shoot anywhere else. And I said, why? And he said, because everyone is so awesome at their job, but so nice. They're the nicest people ever. And the craftsmanship, he was going on and on. And this was just to me. Wow. He wasn't doing this for the benefit of
sure.
an Irish radio host.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I already went in pre-ready to love it, and I did.
And you did. That's incredible. I'm glad we've got that reputation among Australian filmmakers. That's fantastic. You wrote this with your wife, Corbett, right? This is,
yes.
I just love this idea. Like, so I'm always curious in the dynamic of this, because I think if I was to work with my incredible wife in a professional scenario, she would be like in having some kind of impressive, creative explosion of artisticness. And I'd be just like, what are we having for dinner again? Can you separate those things?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's interesting because, like, she would be writing in a different room. She'd be upstairs and I was downstairs. Okay. So we'd be texting each other and she'd say, what scene are you doing? And I'd say, I'm doing this scene. She'd say, can you email it to me? So it was like this texting thing. And then it was during 2020. The first draft was, and so it was,
of course.
So we're all trapped in our houses, losing our minds, and the kids are running around and we're trying to, you know, homeschooling, all the craziness of COVID. And, I feel like a lot of the frustration and uncertainty of that time we were channeling into
kind of crept
the
in.
Script.
You could feel that.
Yeah, the tension in the married couple. It's all very real. It's ripped from some of that dialogue is ripped from real conversations. She was awesome. She and I are different in that I'm coming at it from such a genre angle, thinking about like all these, you know, horror movies and what's new in a horror film. She loves horror movies, but she comes at writing much more at the angle of emotional authenticity. Like she would say things like, well, the wife would never say that. And I was
amazing.
What do you mean? And she would say like,
helpful.
Well, if the husband said this, then she would say this. And I was like, okay. So it was almost good to have an authenticity sounding board for a marital couple, as opposed to like the man writing both roles. So therefore
yes.
even the woman is written in the man's voice. No, it was good. It was great. It was very fun.
Right, listen, one more sign off then in your brilliant Irish accent, because, mate, I'm very impressed. Not many Australians can do what you've done. So go on, give us one more.
Oh, it's just great to be talking to you. It reminds me of shooting when we were in Ireland and all the fun I had there. And let me tell you, I tell you, the best joke I heard on set from an Irish
person.
Oh,
yeah, go on, I love jokes.
The best joke was, well, it's a very film set centric joke, but the focus puller... I was like, we got it, because it's a handheld camera, and I'm like, we've got to get it in focus there. And he's like, I'm the man for the job. I'm from the Society of Focus Technicians, or SOFT for short, which is like, and I was like, I could not stop thinking about it. And I was like, there you go. That's why we came to Ireland for that sort of humor.
Brilliant. Lee, congratulations on this movie. Everybody go see it in the theater, because it's absolutely amazing in a full-on cinema. I loved it. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. And apologies to Saoirse Ronan for my accent.
Dave Moore on Today FM.